soul with golden rays the earth had warmed, and shepherds with their lays the wood nymphs charmed, all in a shady grove by few frequented. A lady deep in love thus she lamented: "O fortune full of spite, why do I languish? Bring my disloyal knight to heal my anguish. Before my spirits fail with grief oppressed, whilst I my fate bewail, deeply distressed. How happy are those maids who, free from courting, enjoy their harmless loves in rural sporting, whose hearts are seldom slain by oaths protested, nor are through deep disdain by grief molested. Their freedoms they enjoy and take their pleasure, so lovingly they toy when they have leisure. Whilst I am day by grief o'ertaken, because that by my love I am forsaken. What doth it me avail to be descended of noble parentage highly attended, since that the fates agree to keep me under where hearts divided be and kept asunder? Ye pretty birds which do in the woods warble, bear witness my love's heart hard is as marble. Else would he pity yield, and ease my sorrows, who am slain in the field by Cupid's arrows. Upon the tender trees which plain will shew it, there will I write my woes that all may know it. Tigers that are so wild in the woods roaming shall be more tame and mild, hearing my mourning. But all in vain I grieve, he doth not hear me, nor will he me relieve, or once come near me. Therefore, to bring me rest, boldly I'll venture, and pierce my constant breast for death to enter. Then, cruel knight, farewell, whom I did tender. Let loyal lovers tell I did surrender my dearest blood for thee at this same instant. Though thou art false to me, I will die constant. Her lover being nigh, and heard what passed, start up immediately, and to her hasted: "O, hold thy hand, dear love, be not so cruel, for I will constant prove to my dear jewel. My fault I do confess, 'twas ill done by me to leave thee in distress. All for to try thee, but now amends I'll make as much as may be. I'll never thee forsake, my loyal lady. His words, which were so sweet, her senses charmed, and then against all grief she straight was armed. They best the time and place which brought them thither, and they did embrace, and so went together.